Is there really a difference between Christianity and Islam? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Mary and Ash Almaty, who talk about their marriage, one being a Christian and one being a Muslim.
I think that even in my life, before I knew the Lord in a personal way, I always believed there was a God. So dating someone who didn't believe in God was actually pretty tough. So I can't imagine being married as we are and having totally two different religions, beliefs, what that would look like raising kids. But it's interesting because I have had a lot of questions about, you know, that belief as well, as far as Islam is concerned.
I think a lot of people do. Like, for example, Islam is, what I found as I've been doing a lot of research, Islam is basically the actual religion, like Christianity. You know, people know Christianity, it's a religion, you know, it's a Christianity. So for Islam, that's the actual name of the religion. And then Muslims are the followers, kind of like Christians are to Christianity. Muslims are followers of Islam.
And I always had that question too, like, what is the difference between Islam, Muslim? And then the other thing is Muhammad, how does he come into play with all of this as well?
Yeah, well, Muhammad was the prophet that really was the founder of the religion. And he's one of the greatest last prophets, according to the religion. And he's highly revered in that religion. But, you know, a lot of people would say, well, you know, there's no real difference between Islam, Buddhism, whatever it is. It's all just the same. But I would have to say that it's not the same. And for someone to say that would basically mean you're not looking close enough. Because when you look close, I mean, yes, there might be some proverbs or just certain, maybe, you know, statutes of the religion that are similar, but overall, it's describing completely different entities. You know what I mean? Completely different. It's almost like different people, you know, because they're just the same. And so all religions are very different, but there are similar things, which a lot of religions is, how do you get to heaven? And a lot of them do have this, well, you follow this route, like you have to be good, be a good Muslim, be a good Buddhist, be a good person. When you're good enough, then you'll get to heaven or whatever that description of that paradise is. But for Christianity, it's actually very different. Like in the Muslim faith, I remember asking a Muslim and I was like, hey, how do you get to heaven? And he was like, well, I have to be a good, faithful Muslim. And I hope one day to have the mercy of Allah. And I'm like, whoa, you know, I was like, that's amazing. So you hope, like, what? And I didn't mean to, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was like, but what if it, like, how do you know you're good enough? And he was like, I don't know. And a lot of people in different religions, they would say, I don't know. The interesting defining mark of Christianity is it's not based upon someone's work. It's based upon Jesus dying on the cross.
And I think it's a scary feeling. Because even in some religions, other religions, like you said, there's this belief that we have to work our way to God. And what happens if we don't follow one of those things? I mean, we're toast. So what hope is there left if you blow it? It's almost like, well, I've already blown it. And that's what I found in Christianity, is that we can blow it, but His mercies are new every morning. Jesus died specifically for our sins. We don't have to die to get to Him. We don't have to work our way to be this perfect, righteous person, because trust me, none of us ever will. It's a, it's no-win situation. And so, but Jesus died knowing that, and it's by grace we are saved through faith and belief in Him.
I would say that, you know, when you look at it, there's lots of differences in the details between religions. But the critical difference in Christianity is that Jesus, being the Son of God, actually came. It was like God came and did something for our salvation. It wasn't us trying to do it. It was God coming. It says in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 10, and this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, the payment.
And we believe that Jesus is our Savior, not just a prophet who heals. He is the healer, but He also saves our souls. So when we call out to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, save my soul. I believe and receive you in my heart. That is our entryway to heaven. It is through him. Let's hear from Mary and Ash Almaty after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Elite Nails and Spa Towers and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Dreaming of a relaxing manicure, pedicure, and to die for nails? Make your dream a reality at Elite Nails and Spa, where they always take the time to leave you feeling sensational. Come see them at the corner of East Hamden and South Tower Road in Aurora, or call them at 303-955-7112. You'll get a 10% discount if you mention this radio ad. That's 303-955-7112.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakening.com. AwakeningTheNations.com. That's www.AwakeningTheNations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Mary and Ash Almaty, and they're going to share how life works when someone comes from a Christian home and someone comes from a Muslim home, and how they met each other and what that looked like. So let's welcome to the show, Mary and Ash. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so tell me, Mary, you grew up in a very strict Christian home, but it was always felt heavy a weight for you. Tell me about that.
Yes, it did. Actually, my brother and I kind of had a joke, and I don't know that it's really a joke, but we had a joke where we would call it the don't church, because it was don't do this, don't do that. You can't do this, you can't do that. And we always wondered what we could do. And it was more about what you look like and more than what was on the inside. And I had a lot of negative experiences growing up in church. And then we went on to Bible school. And in Bible school also, it just seemed like there was a lot of condemnation, a lot of judgmental things happening that I just, at some point, just wasn't sure that I wanted to be a part of it.
Right. And so after college, you pretty much decided that you weren't going to really follow religion or Christianity. You were just done with it. Is that right?
Yes. My opinion, I just said, you know what, if this is what God and Christianity and being a Christ follower, from what I can see, I don't want any part of it.
Wow. And so you started working at a restaurant in Kansas City, and that's where you met Ash. Now, Ash, you were raised in a Muslim home, a strict Muslim home. Can you tell me about that, Ash?
Actually, I'm born in a country called Sudan and raised in a school, and almost my parents moved to Saudi Arabia, and I finished my college in Egypt. So being said, those three countries, they're considered a strict Muslim religion background.
Yeah.
At that time, you know, the religion in Saudi Arabia was more restricted about Islam, you know, especially in the school. I mean, we have like four different classes only about Islam, you know, Quran, Tafsir, Tawheed, Tajweed. There's just too many of those. And you have to pass it, go to the second grade.
Wow.
It's the way how the brainwash that Islam is the only way.
And I understand that as you grew up, you believed there was a Jesus, but that he was a prophet and that was the only thing Jesus was. Is that right?
Exactly, because that's how the Islam reported this. Jesus is the prophet and the Bible is corrupted and you cannot read the Bible because if you do that, you commit a sin and you're an infidel and you just worship somebody else. And that's how Muslims, you know, how to look at it.
Yeah.
Because what we teach you is true. And this is the last religion, and Muhammad is the prophet, and you can't look anywhere else because you're not going to get the truth. And, you know, the hate, you know, the Jewish people, they're going to get punched at the end of the world. They believe in Jesus coming back, but he's going to come back as a Muslim. And for the Christians and all other religions, they call infidel, they're going to go to hell. And so that's how the brainwashed for all the Muslims, and it's the fear. It was the God of fear.
And as a kid, how did you feel as you grew up with this religion and you saw some things that you were questioning?
Well, the problem is when you start questioning too much, you're not allowed. At a certain point, you can question. But when you start questioning too much, even if those, like, they call him sheikh or imam, they tell you, well, you need to go back and start praying, read the Quran, And the problem is, too, with the Quran, a lot of Muslims read the Quran, just memorize it. You know, I remember when I was kids, you know, we have classes, we have to memorize certain surah, we call it surah, like the verse, so you have to memorize it.
Yeah.
Do you understand what you're reading? No.
Mm.
You play it and you just try to memorize it.
Right.
Yeah. You're not understanding exactly. So when you try to ask a question about it, there is some answers, but you don't really agree with the answer a lot. It just, that's the way it is, and that's how you can understand it.
Mm.
So you're not allowed to go any further with it, because otherwise you're committing a sin here to question God.
Right.
You're not really questioning God, but you question why things is like this. I mean, so some of them, they get mad at you, and they're just, why you question too much? And
right.
That's it. The devil is playing in your head. Just go and wash up and, you know, we'll do what we call it and go pray a couple prayer or whatever, read the Quran and
right.
just concentrate there.
Interesting.
Wow.
So it just pushes you away from the answer. Wow.
Yeah, so I understand in the 80s, you went to Budapest, Hungary, and finished your studies in Cairo, Egypt. You received a degree in mechanical engineering, and then you studied civil engineering there. You didn't finish, but you ended up moving to the USA in 1989, attended KU, and in that time, you ended up also working at this restaurant where you met Mary. You and Mary hit it off, two extremely different backgrounds, even though she was rebelling from Christianity and you were kind of not practicing the Muslim faith at that time. You both fell head over heels for each other. And we're going to find out in our next show what happened and how these two religions started to clash and cause a lot of problems. But then something supernatural happened and changed your life. So thank you, Mary and Ash, for being with us. And we're going to have you on our next show to tell more about your lives and your love together.
Thank you.
Father God, thank you so much for just this testimony, just a real life story about how people and how religions and marriages can sometimes cause conflict in the marriage. But you're going to hear something amazing, because a real amazing thing happens for Mary and Ash that completely solidified their marriage. And we're going to learn more about that. I'm really excited to hear about that. But Father, I'm praying right now for anyone who's listening and saying, I'm having marital problems because of something like this,
mm-hmm.
because of our different spiritual beliefs and this and that, and I'm discouraged in my marriage. Father God, I'm praying right now, Lord, that you would begin to solidify marriages, all those that are listening,
mm-hmm.
all across our nation, all across our land, for a solidifying of marriages, oh God, and for marriages to find a same page.
Yeah.
We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Join us to hear the rest of Mary and Ash's story on the next Real Life.